fancy DNR program called Take One, Make One, in which you guys get the youth involved. I know you're recently involved in this as well.
Yeah, Mickey, it's a quite a unique program. I mean, it's the future hunters. Generally, we have single mothers bring their children to hunt with us, women. I mean, girls and boys, it doesn't matter. Every child has a mentor, which would be me. You do have to go through a background check if you want to volunteer for this, which is pretty easy. They let me through, so, I'm sure you could get through, too, if you wanted to. But anyway, we had a wonderful hunt a couple of weeks ago up in a nice farm in TR, Traveler's Rest. And we got you go meet up there sometime around 1:30 in the afternoon, go through the safety program. The owner of the property tells him, what his goals are for harvesting the deers. And this guy was pretty pretty nice about it. He said that the kids could shoot one buck or one doe. It didn't really matter. So after you show them the training, and they've already had familiar, they've already been through the training for the hunter's education. So we go to our stands, and got this little kid with you, and they're real inquisitive. So he started asking me about, what's that tree right there? And I knew that one, and then saw some birds, wanted to know they were. I got some of those, and someone said, we need to get hunting. So anyway, you're up there with that child, and he's always just asking, and then finally saying, it's getting about that time. You need to, we need to be quiet and see if we can't get us the deer. So it's starting to get a little late, sun's starting to go down, and by that time, four deers, we can see them coming in the food plot. We like our children, our kids, to shoot a deer with inside 100 yards just for the, it's good for the kids. They've been practicing that, and, on the animal, it's good for that, too. So when they first came in the food plot or close to the food plot, they're about 120 yards away. He was ready to go. I said, just hold on, they're coming this way, whispering to him, and finally they kept coming. They got him within 100 yards. Four of them, I said, which one are you going to take? He said, I'm going to take that big one. I said, all right. So there are two big ones. So I got my binoculars looking at him, and he fires. And I look at my binoculars, and the big one I was looking at just ran off. I said, uh-oh. And he said, I got him. I turned my binoculars over, and sure enough, he had shot the last big one. And you could feel him shaking. I was just right next to him, and he was so excited. So we go down, we load up the deer in the truck, drive back to where the parents are waiting for them. We get there, and there's his father, and you would think that the father would, like he had been there with us. It was great. The other two, there are three kids totally. The other two all killed deer. It's probably our most successful take one, make one hunt we've had. I've been on a bunch of them. I mean, it's just giving back. So, if y'all got anybody out there has time, or has a child that needs somebody to go take them hunting, that call DNR, set up with them. Eddie Montz, the guy that does up around here. Just get on the website, look up Take One, Make One, and they can definitely hook you up. You can be a volunteer or get your child hunting. So it's a great way to get your kid introduced, or just a great feeling for you when you go out there and take the kid, and he harvests his first doe. This was the first doe that my guy John had ever shot. So it was just fantastic.
Well, I can tell you, we have hunters listening. There's Chad in Columbia text in a picture of him. He said, I'm in a stand right now trying to fill the freezer up, streaming the show. So people are out there listening to it. And if there's, we talk about Christmas presents all the time. A great piece of property would be a really cool Christmas present, wouldn't it?
It'd be an excellent piece of property. I mean, Christmas present. I'd love one myself. But, we got tons of them. That would make a great Christmas present. So what you could do is you can give us a call at 864-631-2770, or just go to our website, look at our different properties at www.jrland.com. Or, just call us. We'll be happy to help you. If you got any questions about the Take One, Make One program, you can call, ask for Charlie Pellett, and I will certainly get back to you and tell you what you can do and get you in touch with the DNR people.
864-631-2770, JIRland.com. Charlie, have a great New Year's, man. Always appreciate it, and I think that's great stories, and I know you had a lot of fun. Looking forward to talking to you in 2018.
I'll see you next year.
All right, buddy. That's good to friend Charlie Pellett there. JIRland.com, 631 2770. Let me open up phone lines for the rest of the show, for the rest of the year. I tell you what, let's open phone lines for the rest of the year. I love doing that.
If you call after today, nobody will be here to answer.
Right. We are taking Monday off. That's New Year anyway, but
taking Monday off.
Oh, you're not?
No. Somebody's got to broadcast the football game for people, you know.
Is Zach not going to be here doing all that?
Zach will be doing the network side.
You're doing the broadcast.
We've got a pregame show too.
Yes, we do.
So somebody has to run that.
Oh, good, man. Great.
Glad Zach works real hard for the network, and look forward to having him back, by the way.
No doubt about that.
He'll be wearing his shorts and stuff when he comes back, you know.
I saw a tweet. He said it was 10 degrees at his home. And
that's what I say. Zach's one of those guys that'll be 20 degrees outside, and he's got shorts on.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy to think about. I want to tell everybody again, this is rookie night out and all these amateur.
Support your local Lyft driver or
Uber
or whoever.
Yeah, be very, very, very careful about that. Let's do this for the last of the show. I want to talk about the All-Star games, give you the rosters for that, and when those guys start to report this weekend, give you the football schedule for the broadcast, everything today and tomorrow, and getting ready for Monday. I have a Rivals.com All-American team to get to. We talk a little Clemson and NC State basketball. I have a thought about an Alabama nightmare to tell you about as well. Our telephone numbers here for the next, 47 minutes, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Anything on your mind to end the year, you can also text us. I've got a ton of texts. I'm going to try to get to every one of you guys in this segment on the text. That's our healthcare text line, 986-1566. And on Twitter, you can reach me as well. That's at Mickey Plyler. So do any of that coming up. Let's get to some text here.
Yeah, can I mention one here?
Sure.
If they're kind enough to do this, then I'm going to mention it. I don't know. Let's see. Somebody said, went to Reed's last night and bought my wife a new wedding band set. Could not be more pleased. And Wally and his staff, they were very friendly. And so
I try to tell them to do it. You got to do it, man. Those are good folks. I did the same
thing. But if somebody's kind enough to text this in, I'm going to read it on air.
Great. That's awesome stuff. Tell me your name, where you text it from also. All right, here we go. Let me fly through through some of these texts. Do you know where the team is staying? I do not. They're staying in New Orleans somewhere. The same hotel that they stayed with Alabama State 25 years ago. Not sure where that is. A texter said, just saw this, that Clemson will be the seventh straight year the Tigers finished ahead of their preseason ranking. Clemson's the only team to ever do this. Started number two last year, finished number one. Yeah, last year was tough. Last year was tough, but you did start two and finish one. You know what? That's when you know you have great coaching, because you're better than what your expectations are. Seven consecutive years of finishing higher than what their expectations are. Chad in Greenville said, tempers can flare up when mediocrity sets in. I just don't know. I just don't feel comfortable if this thing comes down to making a field goal. Well, Alabama shouldn't feel comfortable either. Alabama's field goal kicker, I think, is 5 for 11. I think I'm right by saying that. So field goal kicking, as good as these teams are, field goal kicking is not one of them. And again, when Greg Hewitt goes down, your all-ACC kicker goes down, that kind of has a factor there. At least Alabama has their first team guy coming in. And B.T. Potter, oh, by the way, who's in this All-Star game, hopefully hopes to rectify some of that when he arrives here on campus for the 2018 season. To our Northland Communication phone line, David is in Pendleton. David, thanks for hanging on, man. Happy New Year. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I've been kind of laughing, listening to your shows and everybody talking about the Clemson-Alabama game and how this year without Deshaun Watson and the stars that Alabama sent to the pros last year. But there's one guy left that had the biggest games of his life both times he's played Alabama, and that's Hunter Renfrow. And I think he'll be the MVP this time.
You know what? It would be very fitting if Hunter does do that. And can you imagine Hunter Renfrow? There's Hunter Renfrow t-shirts out there. There's Hunter Renfrow memes out there. Can you imagine if he did it one more time to Alabama? You know, and by the way, he comes back for next year. So he's got one more chance to do it against Alabama. So, yeah, that'd be fantastic if he could really find a way to stick it to him just one more time, because he has lit the Bama defense up in the last two seasons.
I'm I'd be willing to bet that Nick Saban spends 2 days a week showing films to his defensive teams. Find this guy.
Yeah. You don't let. Don't
Nick Saban's
let.
Probably got a dartboard with Hunter Renfro's face as a bullseye.
You think when before Nick Saban goes to bed at night, he checks underneath his bed and makes sure Hunter Renfro's underneath there?
I guarantee you he thinks Hunter's a demon.
David, I appreciate the phone call. Have a happy New Year. Thanks a lot for checking in with us.
Hunter could fit. He is the biggest player on the field to be one of the littlest guys out there. I'm just telling you, he is.
I will tell you this, buddy. In the 15 years you've been with us, that's the best line he had so far. Hunter Renfro would fit under his bed. Let me give you the numbers for Hunter Renfro. In last year's national championship game, 10 catches, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns. In the 2015 national championship game against Alabama, 7 catches, 88 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 17 catches, 180 yards, and 4 touchdown catches against Alabama. Hunter Renfro just doing it. Remember in the first year, the freshman year, he caught a 35-yard touchdown against Oklahoma. So that's 5 playoff touchdowns. In 2016, Hunter caught in the ACC championship game, he caught a touchdown pass against Virginia Tech. So that's 6 postseason touchdowns. And did he do anything this year in the didn't catch anything. 5 catches, 45 yards against Miami. Had some big catches early against Miami, but 6 touchdown catches in postseason play for Hunter Renfro. 4 in national championship games against Alabama.
It's not just the touchdowns he makes. It's the first downs he makes.
Oh, it's unbelievable. 10 for 92 last year.
I can only recall one ball that I can recall Hunter Renfro has dropped.
Yeah. You know what you could say this, too? He had not scored against South Carolina until this year, which he had 2 touchdowns against South Carolina. So, a Hall of Fame career for Hunter Renfro. And if they could find a way to do it against Alabama and or a national championship game this year or next year and this kind of thing, I think you're talking about like a Ring of Honor career for a guy that just did it at the biggest moments and couldn't happen to a nicer fella through all that. So, yeah.
That wasn't a shot I was taking of him, by the way.
Well, it was true, though.
No.
That's my favorite Hunter Renfro story ever now. My first one used to be that after that first time, he went out and he loves playing golf. He's sitting on the Walker course every once in a while. And he brought out a couple of Dabo's guys, his kids out there. They were going to play at the Walker course. And you got to be like 16 years old to drive a golf cart. And they needed to see his ID to make sure he could drive the golf cart. Now I say that, ask if Nick Saban looks underneath his bed before he goes to sleep at night and make sure Hunter Renfro's underneath there. And Lee Harper tells me he'd fit. Good stuff, Lee. Very good stuff. Let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists. Speaking of good stuff, I think the guys are going down. I think Daniel Manuel Parham and Tim Worley and the guys are going down to the Sugar Bowl. They want to let you know that thank you so much for what went on in 2017. It was their best year ever, record-setting year for them all over the state. You know, sometimes I think I only talk about them being here in the upstate. They do a great job down in Charleston. I know they do a lot of Wild Dunes and a lot of Daniel Island stuff. I know they do a great job in Columbia as well. So I want you to call them anywhere in the state of South Carolina and let them come by, look at your garage floors, your mechanical rooms, look at your basements, your workout rooms, commercially, industrially, they'll do it as well. Get rid of the concrete dust, get rid of the stains, make it look awesome, add value to your home, don't move a finger, let them do it. High-performance epoxy-based, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, you're going to love it, and you're going to love how affordable it actually is. No obligation phone call, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, call them, 404-8158. Ben and Folly Beach, hang on. I got to take a short break. I'll come back with your phone call right after this.
Trade up to the Maserati of SUVs at Maserati Greenville. The Maserati Levante is in its element everywhere, inspiring your driving experience with precise handling and inspirational performance. Prioritize comfort while assuming a more sporty SUV character. The Maserati Levante has unsurpassed luxury and craftsmanship that dominates even the most formidable weather, all starting in the low 70s. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Start the new year in your new 2017 Focus SE from George Coleman Ford in Traveler's Rest. It includes power equipment and sync. And like all deals at George Coleman Ford, no dealer fees. MSRP at $27,149. Sale priced at just $14,999 after discounts and rebates. Everyone is eligible for this offer. Good through January 2nd. 4 generations and over 87 years in business. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less in Traveler's Rest.
Football is here and winter weather is not far behind. Get Old Man Winter ready by shopping Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, so they keep you warm even during a power failure. Choose from over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs with natural or propane gas. Shop and save at Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, for everything your hearth desires.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Danny Ford knows winners. He buys his fireworks from Carolina Fireworks. 4 generations of the same family-owned and operated business with the best prices, selection, and explosions in the upstate. Why buy from those who plop down in a parking lot out of nowhere? Shop inside at Carolina Fireworks in heated comfort with folks who know the product and will help you choose what's best for your New Year's Eve event. Find their locations at carolinafireworks.org. See the main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
The biggest and best fireworks for this New Year's Eve are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has 2 locations in Anderson open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard.
Have you met John from the Butcher's Block in Anderson? John has some exciting news you've been waiting for. Their Meat and Three has had such a fantastic response, they are now offering their full menu, including the Meat and Three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Food so scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and Meat and Three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from, too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
Congratulations to the Clemson University Fighting Tigers, the new NCAA national champions.
Clemson will go to victory formation with 1 second left, up 35-31. Deshaun Watson checks up under center, takes a snap, goes to a knee, and there it is. Clemson takes the college football. And Clemson is declared king of college football and national champ.
From 105.5, The Roar.
Northland Communication, Northland Cable, all the great folks over at Northland want to tell you about some great deals they have going on right now. All speeds, they've got the $29.99 lowest price point for 100 Megs, you get the $59.99 is a great deal there as well for even the fastest service. Students, you know, you want to have the best when it comes to getting back in touch with your family and being able to stream things. Don't forget about Northland and just how great they are. Businesses get over 1 gig of fiber solutions out there for you. Multiple users and devices platforms with better speeds and go even better. There's a place to find out about everything they do at Northland, and it is at getnorthland.com. Getnorthland.com. And so, Tiger fans, right now, you know the most reliable high-speed internet services. Go with our great friends at Northland, and the easiest way to find it is getnorthland.com. Ben has been hanging. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I played that because we're getting short time to, just in case. Right now, Clemson is national champion.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So we you know, if we go further and it doesn't happen this year, I hope it does. I hope it's back-to-back. But that's what that was for, so.
Let's get Ben in Folly Beach, South Carolina. Good morning, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear from one of the best parts of South Carolina.
Man, I am calling you from the freezing rain at Folly Beach right now, so we've come full circle from 80 degrees 2 weeks ago. But I just wanted to give you a shout-out. I've called on all the other shows on the roller throughout my time. This is my first time ever calling into you, so thanks for having me.
Well, man, call anytime. I'd love to hear from you, especially down there. I always enjoy our time down at Folly. The last time I was at Folly, I was on the Folly River over there, and we were paddle boarding and seeing all the great dolphins that are coming, all porpoises, all dolphins coming around, and all. It's just a beautiful place over there.
Hey, that's a great activity to do down here. And, hey, rain or shine, we're representing. I just want to give a quick shout-out to my boy Noah up in Louisville right now. Usually he'd be getting ready to go to the game. He's going to meet me down there hopefully later this weekend. But I wanted to give a quick comment on a couple of things for all Tiger Nation out there. So proud of the Clemson Tigers and what they're doing. You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, there's a hype video out there I saw last night. It's called House of the Rising Suns. It is one of the best hype videos ever. So I sent it out to a few of my friends, and one of my boys, Brad Honeycutt from up in Easley Way, he sent me a picture or a short video of the Alabama practice. You know, they have an indoor facility right now. And we're all familiar how Dabo has got them down there in the Tulane Stadium. Again, 25 years later, it's an awesome thing. I've seen some clips of the practices, and I love that they're getting down there in the 45-degree temperature practicing. But do you know, Mickey, if they are planning to do any indoor practices before the game here? Because Bama's sitting there running around in shorts, got the music going, indoor facility, and I just wondered if Clemson, especially since we're playing on the turf, if we're going to get some reps in there, some full practices.
Yeah, they will. But that's kind of been a controversial subject among some Clemson folks. I can tell you this. Clemson had their choice in it. The reason that Alabama chose the Superdome, obviously, to practice in and get used to, I get that. Clemson will have a walkthrough it, get used to the lighting and the sight lines, I guess you could say, through some of that. But a couple things. One, they didn't think security was great there. You know, it was at the – didn't the Saints get in trouble a few years ago for spying and all that kind of stuff? You know, in your big dome like that, you don't know who's watching and where they're watching from. And then, two, the Saints have first right of refusal on times that they practice. So Alabama has to work their schedule around the Saints' practice time, whereas Clemson, if they went to Tulane, they could choose the time that they wanted to rather than work around the Saints. So there's a couple for that. But now Clemson will get in the dome. They'll have their walkthrough. I guess that'll be Sunday. They'll have their they'll practice in the dome and get ready for Monday night.
Hey, man, those are great points. And the thing is, it's just you take it back to the one game we played on turf this year that we knew was on a Friday the 13th up in pretty much Sleepy Hollow. And, you know, I think our boys, our men are going to excel on that turf. It'd just be nice to let them get in there and test their knees out on it. Just one last thing, Mickey. If Tony Elliott's listening, anyone who knows him, hey, baby, we love you, man. We love what you and Brad Scott are doing on the offensive coordinator. Y'all keep throwing them seam passes all day. Mix them in the scheme a little bit more so they can utilize their speed on the run as they catch that ball and find those needles and score touchdowns, man. Hey, go Tigers. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you calling in. Happy New Year to you. I'm sure Tony Elliott's listening for game advice. Tony, if you do, try to run the counter. No, I'm just kidding. I like those seam routes. I like getting up there and in there and trying to find it. And, Kelly Bryant's throwing the ball really, really well. Look, Clemson didn't run the ball well against Miami and yet scored 38 points. If you think about it, let me look at a couple things here just to make sure that I'm right on this. If you think about it, everybody says Clemson needs to run the ball, and I do think they need to. But Alabama's going to try to take that away. There's no doubt about that. That's going to be priority one for Alabama. Miami did the same thing. The reason I like this team, though, is because there appears to be some balance in it. Don't forget that against Miami, Clemson only rushed the ball for 77 yards and yet scored 38 points. All right? So we go, you're thinking, Clemson can't win without running the ball. Well, they threw it for two, was it 277 maybe, against Miami. In the South Carolina game, it's not like the Tigers lined up and smashed South Carolina with the run the entire game. Clemson they'd have 184 yards rushing, but they threw it for 285. So it's not like they've just been able to line up and just own and run the ball. It's been pretty good passing by Kelly Bryant. He's come on the last half of the year as far as the passing as it goes. It's my screen right now. I've got Zach Orr calling in from New Jersey. Man, I hope it's cold there because it's about – it feels like it's about 12 degrees here. How you doing?
Nick, it was -4 last night.
What?
I'm just trying to dig out here. It's ridiculously cold up here.
All right. Now that's -4 considering everything. That's like real field -4 or something like that. Wind chill.
Yeah, it was, in all fairness, it was 4 degrees, but real field was with the wind chill was -4.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And did I see a tweet you actually played like pond hockey?
Yeah, I was out there last night. It was stupid. I can't feel my legs this morning, but it was fine. We had a good time. It was part of the reason I called. I'm out there. We're having fun. And a local kid sees I'm wearing a Clemson hat, and he went on a visit to Clemson. He's going to consider the school. And it's funny. I've been up here for 7 days, and I've had five different conversations with five different people. Because I've been wondering, Apollo, up here about people that want to go to the school, that have watched the school, love the Clemson football team, that kind of stuff. I don't think we realize sometimes down there how prevalent this Apollo, the power of the Apollo is right now, and how excited people are to watch it and take it in and consume that product.
How does that differ from the first? Because you've been down here now for 5 or 6 years?
6 years.
All right, six years. Yep. You go home every Christmas for 6 years. Is it changing that now compared to 6 years ago?
When I first came down and then went back, it was, now where is Clemson again? Is that North Carolina? Virginia? Like, where is that? And now we're talking specifics about the football team. We're talking, some guy asked me about enrollment. I mean, we're talking very specific stuff about the university, whereas it was, I didn't know where the university was before was the main question.
I had an interesting conversation with Sean Cartmell over at Tiger Sports Shop, and I asked him, I mentioned this on the air the other day, I asked him, I said, man, if Clemson were to win the national championship this year, do y'all anticipate selling less than last year? Because last year was the first one, and people really loaded up, and, you would think that you'd sell less. He goes, no, matter of fact, we think we'll sell more. I said, why is that? He goes, we have more new fans now. Like, people like Dabo, they like Venables, they like the Paul, they like the Hill, and they kind of see what our program is about. And so new fans from all over the place, locally and regionally and even across the country, you're seeing more new fans out there, which is a pretty cool deal.
It's fantastic. And people, so far, it's been positive in the sense, we've talked about this a couple of times, where you arrive and you have success and people start to not like you because that's just what we do as a people. We don't like people that have success. Everybody I've talked to has been adamant about the praise they're going to throw on the program and how much they enjoy watching Clemson play, whereas, they want to see us knock off Alabama again. They want to see us be the big kid on the block. It's really neat, and it's a lot of fun to talk about with people 700 and plus miles away from the campus.
Very cool, man. Very, very cool. Hey, when are you coming home?
Well, I'll be home Saturday, and we'll be in town and get ready for that Sugar Bowl.
You any idea, like any issues about you getting out though?
There's a little snow in the forecast, so we'll play it by ear. But we should be okay getting out at that time of night.
All right, man. Safe travels. If I don't talk to you, Happy New Year. Let's pull the Tigers through. And when will you be? You'll get a long night Monday night. I'll talk to you from my hotel room Tuesday morning, though.
Yeah, I'll be staying at the studio Monday night into Tuesday, and let's do a little show after we go off air, like 3 hours earlier. Yeah. It's going to be a long one, but can't wait. Go Tigers, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Yeah, I'll be on Bourbon Street, so we'll see who gets less sleep that day.
Yeah, that's right.
See how that works out for us. Hey, man, awesome stuff. Happy New Year to your family as well, and have safe travels back.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Zach Orr. The Paul, man. The power of the Paul. Paul Strelo talks about that all the time in recruiting. The power of the Paul. Speaking of recruiting, you ready for this, Lee Harper? I have...
You got a Zion Williamson update, right?
He had a USA Today blog out yesterday.
I saw that he's down at the... the tournament down at the beach?
Yeah, he's not playing, though, because he's hurt. But he had
his picture down there.
Yeah. He had a blog yesterday, and he said that he's getting closer to deciding. So we'll see there. Here's what I have for you. The big game here locally will be the Army All-American game. These games are being played next weekend. The guys are reporting. There's two All-American games. There's the Under Armour All-American game, and then there's the Army All-American game. Clemson has two signees in the Under Armour All-American game. KJ Henry, the defensive end, from North Carolina, and Mike Jones, the linebacker from the IMG Academy down in Florida. The Gamecocks will have three in the Under Armour game. Hank Manos, the center, Rosendo Lewis, the linebacker, and J.C. Horn, the cornerback. Now, in the Army All-American game, the Gamecocks will have one, Josh Van, wide receiver. Clemson will have eight commitments and four guys they're still chasing, still recruiting. Of the guys they're still recruiting, Patrick Surtain, who is kind of a long shot there, but Surtain, the number one cornerback in the country, five-star from down in South Florida. He's on the East squad. Dax Holyfield, linebacker from Shelby, who Clemson's going to bring in and I think has a decent chance at now in January. That will happen, and he's on the East squad as well. Two other targets that they're recruiting, both defensive backs, will be on the West squad. Leon O'Neal, a former Texas A&M commitment, who's really A&M, Oklahoma, Clemson, maybe Florida State involved with him. And Bookie Radley Hiles from IMG Academy, Oklahoma, Clemson, UCLA, Florida State, seems like the finalists for him. As far as the committed guys that will be take part in the game, all eight of the Clemson commitments are on the East squad. Jackson Carman, the offensive lineman from Ohio, Darion Kendrick, wide receiver from Rock Hill, Trevor Lawrence, quarterback from Cartersville, Georgia, Justin Masco, the defensive end from Georgia, Kyler McMichael, the defensive back from Atlanta, B.T. Potter, the place kicker from Rock Hill, Xavier Thomas, the defensive end from Bradenton via Florence, South Carolina, and Josh Belt, the defensive tackle from up in Richland, I guess. Not Richland. What's that? What's that up there? He's Louisville area, maybe. Is this cool? Anyway, he is the final one. So eight guys taking part there from Clemson that are commitments in the Army All-American game. Richburg, South Carolina, Louisville High School over there for Josh Belk. Anyway, so we'll watch that game closely. We'll also next week, besides reviewing and hopefully previewing national championship game, we'll also talk about the practices and some of the evaluations come out of this practices next week. That should be really, really cool to think about that. Texas said, I hope this isn't a bad omen, but the last two games versus Bama, the home team has lost. That's exactly right. The number one team in the country in the last two Clemson-Alabama games have lost. Clemson was number one in the 2015 national championship game out in Glendale, Arizona, and Alabama beat the top-ranked Tigers. Last year, Alabama was a top-ranked team, and Clemson beat Alabama. So hopefully, but I will say this, the number one team has made it to the national championship game the last 2 years.
But every year, the team that scores the most points wins both.
Every
teams.
Year, every game, every sport. Well, I can't say that.
I'll take the team that scores the most points.
Yes. We can certainly do that. All right, let's come back for our final segment. I'm going to give you the football schedules, TV, times, games, and all that for today. Talk a little Clemson basketball as well. Wrap things up. We got the Rivals All-American team maybe to get to. Our Braddy's Extra Forgiveness Award, EricDuke.com, 2-Minute Drill in our final segment. If you want to sneak in for the final call of the year, phone calls, text, tweets, get them all in right now. We'll try to get everybody on in the final segment right after this.
Here we go again, Clemson playoff football. Wherever Tiger fans go to catch all the action, more and more of them go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $13,000 on a new 2017 Ram 1500, plus get 0% APR. So come visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or BigOdodge.com.
0% for 36 months with monthly payment of $2,778 for $1,000 finance. Must have FICO score of 619 or below to qualify. Price includes dealer fee of $225 plus tax and tax. See dealer for details.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Christmas is over and Santa left a mess. Your house was full of holiday guests and your carpet is showing it. Zero Res is up for the challenge of bringing new life back to your carpet. Book your cleaning now through Saturday to have four rooms cleaned for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. But you have to schedule it by Friday. This is too good a deal to pass up. Start the new year off with clean carpets from Zero Res. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Make your appointment by going to Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Used vehicles only. All plus tax tag title. 224 closing fees. Trade value with purchase on select models once we make a deal. It's 12/31/17.
It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's pre-owned sales event. We've had a record year, and ownership has instructed every used car, truck, and SUV on the lot to be sold. To avoid year-end taxes and write-downs, Ralph Hayes Toyota has over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, starting as low as $69.95.
Many with remaining factory warranties and certified.
At Ralph Hayes Toyota, your $1,000 trade is now worth $2,000. Your $2,000 trade, now worth $3,000. And your $4,000 trade, $5,000. With over 100 vehicles to choose from, starting as low as $69.95. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, now's the time. And Ralph Hayes Toyota is the place. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call at 864-226-1571.
Toyota. Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
New Year's Day. Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Monday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Monday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the year. We're down now to our final 15 college football games of the year. Between now and the next time we talk, 14 of these games will be played. Let me give you the TV rundown for all of these. We have at 1 o'clock today, the Belk Bowl, ESPN, Texas A&M and Wake Forest. 3 o'clock today on CBS, the Sun Bowl, Arizona State and NC State. 4:30 today on ESPN, the Music City Bowl, Kentucky and Northwestern. 5:30 today, CBS Sports Network, New Mexico State, Utah State, in the Arizona Bowl. And the first of the New Year's Day Six Bowls tonight, 8:30, ESPN, Ohio State, and Southern Cal from the Cotton Bowl. Tomorrow, four games. Gator Bowl is on at noon, ESPN, Louisville, and Mississippi State. The Liberty Bowl on ABC at 12:30 tomorrow, Iowa State and Memphis. The Fiesta Bowl, the second of the New Year's Day six bowl games, ESPN, 4 o'clock tomorrow, Penn State and Washington. The Orange Bowl tomorrow night, 8 o'clock ESPN, Miami and Wisconsin. Monday, you have three games before the playoff starts. The Outback Bowl, Michigan and South Carolina, noon ESPN 2. The Peach Bowl, ESPN, Auburn, and Central Florida at 12:30. The Citrus Bowl, ABC, LSU, and Notre Dame's at 1 o'clock. And as you can tell, the Georgia and Oklahoma, that's 5 o'clock, ESPN. Sugar Bowl, Clemson, Alabama, 8:45 on ESPN. As far as those bowl games, the playoff games are concerned, you'll have Chris Fowler, Kurt Herbstreit, Tom Rinaldi, and Maria Taylor from the Rose Bowl. You'll have Joe Tessitore, Todd Blackledge and Holly Rowe and Laura Rutledge from the Sugar Bowl. Rinaldi will be with Oklahoma. Taylor will be Georgia. Not sure if we get Rutledge or Holly Rowe from the Sugar Bowl things there. They will have these megacast deals on the ESPN app as well. On ESPN2, they have a split screen of multiple camera views. You can view them simultaneously. Skycam and isolated camera feeds of both head coaches at any time during the game as well. On ESPN News is where you get the coaches' film room. That's where you'll get Dino Babers, Brett Bielema, Larry Fedora, Dana Holgorsen, Matt Luke, and Gary Patterson will be commenting on the games themselves there. The Feinbaum film room is on SEC Network. That's where you will get Feinbaum along with Chizik, McElroy, McFarland, Jesse Palmer, Marcus Spears, Tim Tebow. Also, Derek Mason will join the show there. If you want to listen to your hometown app, you can get that here. But Alabama fans can get that at ESPN3 or ESPN app as well.
Just listen on WCCP.
Right. So anyway, there's just a bunch of different things there that you will hear. ESPN Deportes will have ESPN Radio and all that kind of stuff. So anyway.
Do you think a lot of people will start listening to that since that call last year of the national championship game?
Yeah, how did it go again? The
Valencia Mundo, yeah. Hunter Renfro.
My good friend Chris says, I'm not sure there's enough bourbon in Southern California for what is landing there this weekend. Have fun in New Orleans. You know, that's the thing about Georgia fans. We will, and you have a safe trip and fun there too. That's the thing about Georgia fans. They are in this mode now where they had to go to South Bend, and then they went to Atlanta, went to Auburn, went to Atlanta. And now going to went to Atlanta twice because they played Georgia Tech in Atlanta too, I believe. And then SEC championship game, and now this one, then back in Atlanta again. So they could play three games in Atlanta this year. I think you could say that. That's right.
There's going to be some Georgia fans out in Los Angeles looking for stuff to eat.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lot cheaper, man. That's one thing that I am very
sushi or gumbo. Sushi or gumbo.
Yeah. I'm just happy that I don't have to spend $2,000 on a plane flight. We're going to drive, and we're not going to leave till in the morning now. We're going to leave today. We're going to leave in the morning now. We're going to drive down. That just, it's a long drive, but it just saves us so much time. I mean, so much money when it comes to, you know, getting out to California and back. Something interesting there, though, that you would think we make as men, I say this all the time, Lee, women are better sports fans than men because women keep it simple with sports. Men, we complicate things. I said this many times that women complicate shopping, men we simplify. You know, you got to have scarves and belts and shoes and all got to match. But in football, man, we do this too much. The first year, the late game was the Sugar Bowl. Ohio State beat Alabama in the late one. And then Ohio State went on to win the national championship. The early game was Rose Bowl, Oregon and Florida State. And then in this game, it went and Florida, Ohio State won the national championship. The late game, the first time around, the Orange Bowl was the early game in 2015, Clemson beat Oklahoma. The late game was Alabama and Michigan State. and Alabama went on to win the national championship. The late game last year, early game was Alabama and Washington from Atlanta, and the late game was Clemson and Ohio State. And the winner of the late game won the national championship, you know, so, and that way, and Clemson had to come all the way back east. So we're making a big deal out of, well, we got to go all the way out to the West Coast and then come all the way back here, and it's only a week in advance. Now, we did have extra days through the first few years of this, so you don't have any extra days now. It's just 1 week in advance. But see, Georgia would get back pretty doggone late, and so who knows if that would have an effect. I don't think it will. Because the team that has, you know, always says too, you want to get your game over early with and watch the other game and prepare. Hadn't worked out so far, you know. So far, it's been an idea that the team that played late actually ended up winning that one. I don't want you to forget about the basketball game tomorrow if you're in town. I know Brad Brennan and his guys love to see you. Clemson is if they beat NC State, they will be ranked. And it'll be the first time that Brad Brunell's ever coached a ranked team when they go to Boston College next week. So let's pack Little John tomorrow if you can. It's a 4 o'clock game. You can hear the action 3:30 here tomorrow. That'll be really, really, really big as far as all that goes. I also wanted to mention this. I got a text sent driving tomorrow to Big Easy Peasy. That's our text message extraordinaire. Yeah, be careful, certainly, in your way down tomorrow. Down to, or today, I know a lot of people leaving today and flying out today and flying out tomorrow. So be very, very careful about that. Let me finish up by saying this late. South Carolina didn't mention a whole lot about this. I think the Gamecocks in Michigan will be an ugly, low-scoring game. I've got to think that 21 wins, maybe 17 can win in that one. Both teams having major offensive issues, and both teams, I guess you could say, decent on defense. So certainly keep an eye on that one. In case you missed it yesterday, Navy beat Virginia 49-7. Oklahoma State beat Virginia Tech 30-21. The late games last night, Stanford got up 21-3 and blew it. TCU won that one 39-37. TCU's a comeback team. And Michigan State beat Washington State last night 42-17. Falk did not play. And after the game, Mike Leach did not make a comment about it. Not sure if he thought he could have played or not, but Leach did not really make a comment on that one at all. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I am in good hands with Brad Hughes. I am in good hands with Allstate. I can get in touch with him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage and better rates. Thanks to my great friends, Brad Hughes at the Allstate Insurance Agency. Folks, if you make one phone call in 2018, call Brad, 292-3001, 292-3001. He can help you out, man. And I trust him with everything in the world. He's one of my best friends in the world, but I've had very few claims, but when I do, it comes in and it just works out absolutely fantastic. We forgive someone in sports every day because that's what Allstate does. Allstate gives acts of forgiveness. Today, I'll forgive all of the military branches and all the fans that are ultra excited today. Terry from Georgia sent this in on our text line a little earlier. First time ever that both Army and Navy won their bowl games in the same year. And how about this? They combined for a total of 6 passing yards. Navy won yesterday. Let me make sure I'm right by saying this, Lee. I think Navy won yesterday despite, I don't think they had a single passing yard in the game.
6 passing yards, 500 rushing yards or whatever.
Yeah, I think, let me make sure I'm right by saying, I think that they did not complete a pass yesterday. And they didn't complete one when I was watching, as far as when I was watching it in a blowout. You know, that was a game, yeah, they threw one pass.
Probably a halfback pass, too.
The quarterback threw it, and it was incomplete. They did have 452 yards rushing. In case you missed the game, Virginia returned the opening kickoff. There was a block in the back, or they wouldn't return that. And then they proceeded to shut Virginia out the rest of the game. And Navy blew them out. Navy went to 149-7 and ended the season right at the Military Bowl. It's hard not to pull for Navy when you talk about the Military Bowl. So a great job there. And as you know, Army won their bowl game a little earlier on a two-point conversion. So and Army won 10 games this year. And with a lot of patriotic thoughts out there, I thought that was just fantastic to see. Both Army and Navy. I didn't realize it the first time ever. I did realize that Army completed one pass for 6 yards. Navy threw one pass. That's one of those offenses. We talked about this before with Georgia Tech and all. It's one of those offenses that, man, if you're winning, it's great. I'm sure Navy fans, I talked to Colin Brady yesterday, and he was going crazy about Navy's big win. That's great if you're a fan and you're winning. If you're losing, that's just hard to watch. It's painful to watch. It's painful to watch Virginia play basketball, but they're winning. And so you go with it and go, yeah, that's pretty cool. We're winning. And you know, those old Wisconsin basketball teams that wouldn't score. It's hard to watch. You're winning, man. It's the greatest offense ever. This is the greatest team ever, greatest coach ever. When you're losing, it's like, oh, my God, it's a high school offense. So I thought that Virginia had a good year for Virginia, a little surprising year for Virginia. They're kind of building, but you could tell yesterday was another great example of it. It's just a long, long way to go as far as that goes. Lebo, we finished things up with the final two-minute drill of the year.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
And Mickey, my final two-minute drill of the year is, first of all, I want to wish everybody a safe and happy New Year's. I hope we have a successful 2018 coming up. Feels weird to say that, by the way. I want to say, though, one thing that is I'm still wondering about, and you talked about this yesterday, was the health of Baker Mayfield. He's been ahead, the flu, been under the weather. I'm wondering how much this will affect him in the game against Georgia. It could be a major player. I don't know, 4 days is enough to get over the flu, but you think it is?
Flu is different. They'll get fluids and they'll get all the antibiotic stuff. They'll get everything that they can get in there. I don't know if it's enough, but hey, I got to tell you, Lee. There's rumors of flu down in New Orleans, rumors of Alabama with flu now, and Jalen Hurts with the flu now. I don't know. Look, Georgia scored 63 with the flu, so maybe this will be some superhuman effort. I hope that none of the four teams are having major illnesses.
I don't want to see it come down to something like that.
Yeah, but I certainly hope that's not the case, but that's a very, very good point as far as that goes. My Two Man Drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. I can't thank Eric Newton enough for what he did for us this year again. His family, his company. They're doing awesome things there. Tiger Properties, they're doing some great things. Anything you need, I got to tell you, they had a record year this year. They continue to get bigger and better. Anything you need in the Clemson area, go with Eric Newton and EricNewton.com. I don't care if it's commercial real estate, if you want to buy a property, buy a house, sell your land, if you want to have any kind of rental properties, if you wanted to manage your rental properties, you want to renovate your home, students looking for a place to live, go with EricNewton.com. EricNewton.com. Give it to me one time. Give me a little Eric Newton over there for me one time.
EricNewton.com.
Good stuff there. My two-minute drill is, man, I am sad to see 2017 go in many, many, many different aspects. 2017 was the best year of my life. I did lose some family and friends, and I hate that. And we'll remember those people very fondly. Lost way too many and all those kind of things. On the other end of it, though, the national championship, Clemson won in 2017. Never forget where you were in Tampa having that happen. Had a great year with a lot of my family, a lot of my friends, my family, my marriage, my home life, financially, spiritually, everything. It was just an unbelievable year. I think the best year of my life. But, you know, I'm a Ronald Reagan fan. And Reagan always says the much like Dabo talks about, the best is yet to come. You got to think your better days are ahead of you.
Yeah, it's the corny song, "It's Only Just Begun."
Right, man. I believe that. I think 2018 is going to be better. And better here at the station. We had a great year here. And I think 18 is going to be an even better year here at the station. So, with that said, today, let me thank Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show, number 199 on Monday. Josh Williams with a lot of that Vegas insider stuff. Charlie Pellett from our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fish Reports. Lee Harper, great job once again.
Enjoyed it.
Yep. No, up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Friends, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend, a wonderful new year. Be safe and happy there. We're off on Monday, so tune in Tuesday. Tune in next year, and we'll see you right here.